Look at chapter 1 and verse 3. Colossians 1 and 3.
And the Lord bless you.
We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. What? Praying always for you. Always for you. Since we heard of your what?
Faith.
In Christ Jesus. And of the love which you had to all the saints. For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel. Now he lists his other things, but jump now to verse 23. He's saying, for the hope that was laid up for you in heaven. Verse 23, what's that next word?
If
ye what?
Continue
in what?
Faith.
In the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from what? From the hope of the gospel which you have heard, which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. If you continue. Title my message this morning, God helps me.
Bless him, Lord.
Keep on going.
Keep on going.
Keep right on going. You must keep going in this hour. Don't slow up. Don't let up. Don't quit. Keep right on going. Continue in your faith. With that blessed hope in the forefront of your mind. I want to ask us this morning. What is it deep inside of you that keeps you a-going? What is it that keeps you holding on?
Bless him, Lord.
We're going to go somewhere. Hallelujah. What is it in your mind and in your heart that drives you onward and keeps you from giving up? It is a four-letter word called H-O-P-E. Hope.
Right.
Hallelujah. When you got hope, you got a drive on the inside that keeps you a-going.
Right.
But that blessed hope that is birthed in you from the new birth.
Yeah.
That blessed hope is birthed by the Holy Ghost in your soul, and it will keep you going. Thank God it won't let you spiritually die. When you have genuine, real hope in God, you will not give up. You will not fall back. You will not slack up. You'll keep right on a-going and a-believing and a-believing and still holding on through all of your troubles, through all of your problems, and through every hardship. There's something deep on the inside that the Holy Ghost put in you when he saved you and the blood was applied. The hope of God came down inside of your soul, and that is what's keeping you going. A blessed hope.
Yes.
Amen.
Man, bless him, Lord.
Have your way.
There's a lot of disheartenment, discouragement, and even disgust in our world today all around us.
Yes, there is.
And if you stay focused on it and on the bad, God, listen now, it will fill you with dread.
Yes.
It'll rob you of your vision and take away your joy of living.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, God.
I used to have CNN app on my phone. I used to have Fox News on my phone. I had two or three other apps on my phone. And months ago, I erased them all.
Praise
because it was just taking the Spirit of God and a hope out of me, and I was focusing on the bad. Can I tell you, I've made a climb higher ever since.
Right.
Woo! What was it David of old said? He said, my heart is fixed. Oh God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. Well, glory to God. If you focus on the bad, and if you look at all the wrong and all of the problems, it'll take something out of you. Woo! Hallelujah. Let's look at the good things, God. Let's get a look at your promises this morning. Stay focused. Proverbs 13:12, hope deferred. Hope, in other words, that is delayed or slow in coming, that is drawn out. Hope deferred make up the heart sick, makes you spiritually sick. But when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life. The fruit will grow on the limbs again when you got hope on the inside. Hallelujah.
Bless him, Lord.
Woo! Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. How many can say, Lord, I want that hope. I want that desire in my heart. Hallelujah.
You're blessed, Lord.
You got to keep present.
Yes, we do.
Now notice here this morning.
Come on.
You've come this far by what?
Faith.
We walk not by sight. We walk not by feeling. We walk by faith.
Yes. Faith.
Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. They're there and I know they're there.
Right.
And that hope drives me, hallelujah, to believe God. Hallelujah, yes. God. Listen, in that word hope, there is three things: desire, determination, and commitment.
Right.
My message this morning, you gotta keep right on going.
Amen.
You've already come far enough already in your Christian spiritual journey.
Right.
Hallelujah, that you're not turning back now. You've already tasted of the love of God and the mercy of the Lord and the Savior. You've tasted of the good word of God. You have felt the Spirit of the Lord. You've tasted the powers of the world to come. You've been made partakers of the Holy Ghost. Nothing and nobody can make you ever doubt it. By experience, you have felt and you have seen and you know that it is real. And that blessed inbred hope drives you on with a desire. Raise your little hand and say, Lord, I might lose a lot of things. I might lose possessions, my Lord. But one thing I don't want to lose is my blessed hope in my Lord Jesus Christ. I don't want to lose my faith in Almighty God. I know what I have felt. I know the experience. I know how far He's brought me for over 47 years. Hallelujah. He's kept me. He's provided for me. And I ain't going to doubt Him now. He is real. And that blessed hope keeps me a-going.
Amen.
Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. That's what drives me on. The Lord is getting ready to come any day, any hour. He's going to split the eastern sky. And I've got that hope that I'll be with Him.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Three things.
Bless
a desire.
Yep.
A determination.
Yes.
And that ties in perseverance. You got to press.
Right.
And a commitment. Stay committed.
Right.
Stay dedicated to God. Dedicated to the home church.
Yes. Bless the Lord. Amen.
Hope says, through it all, it ain't over with.
It ain't over.
Woo! The devil says it's over for you. No, it ain't. Oh, my Lord. I felt this all day yesterday. It ain't over with. My God is still on the throne. My God is still in control. My God sits high, and He looks low, and He reaches right down to us. Hallelujah.
Yes. Glory.
Hope says it's going to get better after a while.
Yes.
Woo! It ain't going to get worse. Come on now, it's how you view things.
Right.
It's your perception,
right,
how you look at it. It's your attitude.
That's right, bro.
We can let the opposing force push us down.
Yes.
You know what makes an eagle an eagle? Hallelujah to God. They know how when the storm is a brewing and the wind picks up, the sky turns dark, the clouds hover over, and the winds pick up to 40, 50, 60 miles an hour. And that eagle sits on the perch of that rock where her nest is. And she mounts up, which means she stands up, and she goes into that wind. Oh, it's our attitude, how we face the problems of life. She knows because God had put it down in the heart, in the instinct of that eagle. She knows if her wings are turned this way, the wind will drive her to the ground. But oh, she tilts those wolf wings upward, it'll lift her, and she'll ascend into the heights of the cloud above the storm. It's your attitude, how that you face the opposing forces, that you can mount. Oh, I feel the Lord. You can mount up. It's your attitude. Tilt your wings and let your troubles drive you closer to God. I tell you, this thing is real. It'll keep you alive. It'll raise you up. It'll seat you with Christ in the heavenly places, far above all principality, mount, powers, might, and dominion. I'm seated with Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Rick.
Man.
Hope says that ain't over with.
You're right.
Look at me, devil, I'm a winner.
Praise.
Sometimes I feel like I'm beaten. I've been buffeted and I've been whipped and I've went through my battles. But oh Lord, when I hide away and steal away in prayer and pick up the word of God, my Lord, I'm getting an evil spirit on the inside. Raise your little hand and praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him.
Thank you, Lord.
This thing's bigger than I am again.
Yeah.
Oh, my. It ain't over with, devil. It's going to get better after a while.
Yeah.
It may be hard right now. It may be dark right now, Sister Dottie. But I believe there's coming a breakthrough. And the sun is going to shine again. Every dark cloud has a silver lining in it. I want to tell you that. I want to tell you that. There's coming a breakthrough. Well, praise the Lord. Raise your other hand and praise Him. Hallelujah. God ain't done yet. I said God's got a purpose and God's got a call. Hallelujah. We're more than a conqueror through Him this morning.
Amen.
Woo.
Amen.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Scientists took two mice. They filled a bucket up. Halfway, big old galvanized bucket, big one. That bucket's about this tall. They filled it about halfway up with water. They put this mouse in there, and when they put him in there, they set a stop watch. Click. Those seconds will be taken away. That mouse, he swam, and he swam, and he swam. He wanted out of there. He wanted out of his confinement. He wanted out of those old waters. He didn't want to drown. He wanted out. He remembered freedom. He remembered how it used to be. He was free to go where he wanted to go, free. But now all he can see is galvanized walls all around him. It wasn't very long. He quit paddling. He was just barely paddling. And his little head just barely above the water. And after seeing the walls all the time, minutes had passed, an hour or so, he gave up.
Gave up.
He gave up.
Nice.
Little head went down, never to rise no more. I gave up. I can't get out of here. Stop the stopwatch.
Bless him, Lord.
They took another mouse and they filled that bucket all the way up, almost to the rim. They put another little fresh mouse in there, started that little stopwatch. And that little feller, them beady eyes, he went around. And he went around. And he went around. And he pushed himself up to where his eyes could look over to freedom. Look over to victory. Look over to the ground. Look over to what he used to enjoy. Hallelujah. And the places that he could go. And he swam and he swam and he kicked up. When he felt a little bit discouraged, he kicked himself up and looked at the freedom all around him and the room all around him. And he swam hour after hour. He swam and he kept swinging. Hallelujah. My Lord is swimming on because he knew he had a hope. I can see something. Raise your hand and praise him. I can see victory. I can see victory. Praise the Lord. And he never gave up.
Yes.
Thank you,
Come
my
on.
God. Amen. Blessed glory.
I see something. My eyes have seen the glory of the Lord. In the year that King Uzziah died, he said, I saw the Lord high and lifted up, and his train, his glory, it filled the temple. My God is alive. Hallelujah. Woo! He still rules. It ain't over with. You might feel like you're confined and you see the problem like a galvanized wall around you, and the devil said it's over with. You ain't going to get out of this. But oh, God's got the answer. God's got the answer. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Listen close here. We are what we are today in our Christian walk because of what we believed yesterday.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And if you always have a negative attitude,
praise be to God,
you'll never progress and get more of the blessings in the Spirit of God.
Praise be to God.
You have to have a positive attitude.
Positive.
If we're pessimistic,
bless him, Lord.
We grumble, and we complain, and we're negative, and we see the dark, we see the gloom. Listen, you'll never get any higher in the Lord. Come on, we've got to look beyond it. I said, we got to look beyond that. We got to look to victory in God. That's what hope is. It looks beyond the trouble. Praise him, praise him, praise him. It looks beyond the troubles. We are what we are today because of what we believed yesterday. And we are where we are right now because of how we believed in the months past. Trials will come. And with those trials, it's when we battle. We battle doubts and we battle our fears when bad news comes and we face affliction and hard times. Whatever you do, keep your eyes on Jesus and on the Word of God. It'll keep you going. I said it'll keep you going.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Now, I personified these two words, faith and hope. I made a person out of them. It's just the way my mind goes. I love to write.
Bless him, Lord.
I think I said here last Sunday morning that the Bible and God and his word will be just as real to you and just as personal to you as you want it to be.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, that's true.
My. That's right. Bless him, Lord.
Did you all know this morning that faith and hope go hand in hand?
Yes.
My Lord.
That's right.
I'd hate to just have one hand. I'd really be limited.
Yeah.
I'd be limited in what I'm able to do, what the work and the labor that I do, and what I can handle if I only had one hand.
Yeah.
My Lord Jesus.
Bless him, Lord.
Yes.
Faith and hope go hand in hand. You cannot fully have one without the other.
Yes.
They are God's ordained twins given to his born-again children that will help us and pull us through every hardship, trouble, and trial. Faith and hope.
Yes. Faith and hope.
Faith is present tense. Hang on. Hope is future tense.
Yes.
Now faith is. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. When? Right now. Right now, your faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. To really, really believe God, His Word, and His promises, that is true faith. When you stand on nothing, listen, when you can't stand on anything else but the Word of God, it'll hold you safe and secure. The world will crumble. The mountains may tumble into the sea. The stars may leave their sockets. But the Word of the living God, it's forever established and it's settled in heaven. You can plant your faith on the Word of God.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Glory.
Yay, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I want to ask you this morning.
Blessings.
Do you believe God and His Word and His promises?
Yes.
Amen.
I want to ask you something else. Has your faith ever wavered?
Yes.
That will ever be on us now.
Amen.
Look at your teacher.
Yes. That's right.
Has your faith ever wavered?
Yes.
Has your faith ever gotten weak by looking at your circumstances?
Yes.
That's the human side of us.
Human side.
The human side.
Bless Him, Lord.
This is where hope comes in.
Yes.
Stay with me. Hope is given by the Holy Ghost. It is an aid to faith. Faith is now present tense. Hope is future tense. And it's given to you to aid your faith. Sometimes your faith will tremble in the hard times.
Yes.
In times of affliction, sorrow, pain, and loss, your faith can be shaken.
Yeah.
It can get weak. And your faith can easily waver.
That's right.
If I could personify these two twins, faith and hope. Faith says, and they're talking to one another. Faith says, I believe God. I believe His Word. I believe His Word is true. But oh, time has passed. Time. It's dragging on in this trial.
Bless Him, Lord.
Oh, I can't see very far out.
Oh, Jesus.
In this present circumstance, I can't see a change. I don't know how to change. God, I feel the Lord.
God bless Him, Lord.
I can't see. I can see the now. Oh, I can't see it get any better. I cannot see a change. It seems like things are getting worse. Oh, my Lord. This is when hope steps up by faith's side and takes a hold of faith's hand and said, faith, I will be your eyes. Woo! Hope is faith's eyes. It says, my beloved brother, faith, you see the now. You see in the now, but I see in the future. I look beyond the now, faith, beyond this present veil of darkness. Faith, I'm looking over the horizon and I see the light. I see the sun going to come up in the morning. Oh, faith, weeping may endure for the night, but joy is a come on up in the morning. I'm looking over the horizon. I can look. I got eyes. Oh, faith, I am your eyes that looks into the future.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
God. If you'll get this desire, this determination, and bury yourself in the Word of God in prayer every day, you will have that.
Yes.
Yes. Amen.
You won't be so wishy-washy and up one down. Next service, you're deader than a doornail.
Come on, brother. Bless him, Lord.
Come on now.
Yeah. Bless him, Lord.
Sometimes I feel like singing. Sometimes I don't. I won't.
Right.
My Lord, help us. Sweet God, raise us up, my Lord. Woo! Gotta have a desire, gotta have a determination, gotta be committed unto the Lord. And I tell you, it'll make a difference in your life.
Yeah,
man. Lord, we're gonna go somewhere. You mean you ain't done yet? No, my goodness, no, I'm not done.
Come on, brother.
Hey, Lord, I'm looking over the horizon. Hey, listen, and that's when faith says to hope, thank God for your eyes that looks into the future and says, just hold on, hold on. Things are going to get better after a while. The Lord is a coming. The blessing is on its way. Victory is coming. Faith then reaches and gets a hold of hope's hand and says, yes, we're twins. Let's go. Let's go. Let's keep right on it going. Come on. We'll march together through this valley. We're going to climb the highest mountain together. I believe God and we're going to make it. Raise your little hand and praise him here this morning. We are going to make it. Hallelujah. I've come this far. Praise the Lord. My Lord, we're winners. We're overcomers. And we're conquerors through him that loved us.
Thank you,
mighty
God. Thank you, Lord. Glory.
Is this all right this morning?
Amen.
Keep going, brother.
Amen.
Good stuff.
Bless him, Lord.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
1 Corinthians 13:13. Notice what the Holy Ghost told the Corinthian church through Paul's hand and heart. And now. When? Now. And now abideth faith, hope, and charity.
Yes.
These three. But the greatest of these is charity.
Charity.
Verse 7. Charity beareth all things. God's love holds up in everything. Charity believeth all things. Charity hopeth all things. Charity endureth all things. Verse 8, charity never what? Never faileth. God's love is the author and the finisher of your faith. It is the mother of hope.
Hallelujah.
How in the world did you get to where you are this morning? The love of God brought you here. The grace of God has brought you this far. Hallelujah. How many knows the grace of God will take us all the way home? Woo! I heard a song one time says, and really broke my heart. Tears welled up my eyes and says, when I enter in to the gate of heaven and my feet touch the street of gold, when I enter into the gate, I won't need mercy and grace anymore.
Praise be to God.
Yeah.
Thank you, blessed Lord.
Yep.
Come on, brother.
Come on, brother.
My Lord. Praise be to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Come on.
How many times? How many times? How many times? Has his mercy been there?
That's right, brother.
How many times, God, has his grace pulled me through? Like the little mouse, I've had the enemy to say, that's all you'll ever see is galvanized walls all around you, cold walls and cold water.
Christ.
Oh, grace came to my rescue. Amen. And mercy's hand reached way down in the murky waters. And it lifted me up, glory to God. And set my feet on higher ground. Give me a little praise this morning. Raise your little hand and praise the Lord. Mercy and grace is given to us in this life. It honestly, tears well in my eyes when I look around and say goodbye, mercy, and goodbye, grace. That's what saved me, and that is what's kept me, my Lord, and it's going to bring me home.
Amen.
Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, mighty God.
Brother Jason. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. 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 How many loves you this morning? How many believes we can make it? How many believes we're going to go on? Keep right on going. Hallelujah. Come too far to look back. My feet have already walked through the valleys. Hallelujah. My feet have crossed the rivers. I climbed the highest mountain. I tell you, I'm so near right now. I can hear the redeemed over on the golden shore. I praise of the Lord. I can hear the angelic choir. I see a little red-headed boy running up and down. I scream of peerless gold. I say, Mommy and Daddy, I'm waiting on you. Hallelujah to the Lord. I'm telling you, there's too much to gain to lose. You gotta keep on going. Raise your hand. You gotta keep on going. Don't quit now.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Don't doubt out now.
Amen.
Don't let your pressures and problems push you down and keep you down.
Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Right, brother.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Mom.
The title of my message this morning is Keep On Going.
Praise be to God.
Keep right on and believe.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Keep your heart with all diligence.
Holy, holy God.
For out of it are the issues of life. It's where you really live. Right in here is where you really, this is who you really are here. All of your attitudes and all about you and your makeup and your character. What you are in your heart.
Amen. That's right.
Keep your eyes on an unfailing, merciful God. He'll work everything out for you as you trust Him.
Yes, man.
The psalmist David, who wrote the 23rd Psalm, said it so well. How many's listening? 27 and verse 13. He said, I had fainted. I would have fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I'd have gave up a long time ago, but I could see the goodness and the hand of God.
Yes.
My Lord, this thing's too big for me.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm telling us this morning in this dark hour of human history, if you look at your present circumstances and focus on all the bad all around you, you will drown your faith.
Right.
You'll do it. And you will lose hope.
Right.
You will lose hope.
Yes.
Notice close right here.
Bless him, Lord. Bless him.
I read this book. It's by Viktor Frankl, and he's a full-blooded Jew. V-I-K-T-O-R, Frankl, F-R-A-N-K-L. And if you ever wanted to read what this man went through in the prison camps in World War II, it's amazing the drive that kept this man going. I want to read a portion of his book to you. Y'all ready?
Yes.
Viktor Frankl, a Jew, tells of his years trapped in an indescribable horror of an Auschwitz and Dachau. Indescribable horrors of Auschwitz and Dachau.
He was transported there by the evil German soldiers under Hitler and treated like a despised animal. He was given 2 minutes to strip naked or be whipped and beaten. Every hair of his body was shaved. He was humiliated and was condemned to a slow living death. His father, his mother, his brother, and his own wife died in the camps or were sent to the gas ovens. His existence, he said, was full of cold, fear, starvation, pain, lice, vermin, dehumanization, exhaustion, and terror. That was my life. Frankl said, quote, "I was able to survive because I never lost the quality of hope." I never lost it.
Oh, God.
Never lost it. My God. The prisoners around me who lost faith in the future were doomed. Frankl said, quote, "When a prisoner lost hope, he let himself decline." That's what happens when you lose that integrity of hope. You'll let yourself go and you will decline.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yep.
He said he that prisoner would lose. He'd lose his hope. He'd let himself decline and he became subject to mental and physical decay. He would die from the inside out. This is where you live.
Amen.
This is where desires are.
Yeah.
This is where determination is birthed in you. And if you die, you start dying here first.
Yeah.
Spiritually. You give up first inside. Listen to me. A lot of people are not here. They're not in a church this morning. God, they're decaying somewhere outside of the church door. They let themselves decline. They got their eyes off of God and got it on the world. And they let loose of that faith that they once cherished and they held dear. But can I tell you this morning, but there's a lot of people still going out of church. They still go to the house of God, but they're dead. Oh, I said they're dead on the inside.
Yeah. Amen.
And the least little thing will push them down. Woo! No victory, no song, no praise, no worship. They're dead.
Come on. Come on now. Thank you, bless you, God. Bless him, Lord.
He would die from the inside out. Frankl said, after a period of time, this usually happened quite suddenly. One morning, a prisoner would just refuse to get up. I think it was Mark Hatfield preached, Mark Hatfield preached a 3-hour sermon when he was first on the field. And honest, and I ain't just saying this, the man had such an anointing, he kept you spellbound.
Yeah.
And I've never heard another preacher like this. Mary said, "When's he going to breathe?" He'd take a deep breath like that, and it seemed like he would preach for a solid whole minute. And preach like that, line upon line, precept upon precept. They said he went into that camp meeting wherever it was at, a 3-hour message on get up. Get up. Get up. Get up. They said that place came alive. Praise the Lord. Raise your little hand and praise him.
Hallelujah.
My Lord, it's time to get up. Come on, it's time to get up, Brother Jason. Well, glory. Come on. How many's going to keep on going? I'm going to keep right on going. I got my eyes on the prize. Hallelujah. Frankl said this usually happened quite suddenly. One morning, a prisoner would refuse to get up.
he wouldn't get dressed or wash or go outside to the parade grounds. No amount of pleading by his fellow prisoners would help him. No threatening by the captors would have any effect on him. Losing all hope, he simply gave up. He would lay there in his own excrement till he died. When a prisoner, right here, when a prisoner lost hope, Frankl said he lost his spiritual hold on life. Raise your hand and praise him. My Lord, my God.
Be to God.
Lord, oh my God. Yeah. Hey Lord, hey Lord, hey Lord. You lose your hope, you lose your spiritual hold on life. Come on now. Well, glory. We need faith. We need to put our faith in God. God never fails. God's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah to the Lord. Faith still works. Faith still moves mountains. Hope will take a hold of faith's hand and said, come on, I can look over the horizon. Hallelujah, victories are coming. Give him a hand clap this morning. Give the Lord a hand clap. Victory is on its way. If we don't give up.
Thank you, Lord.
I believe a lot of medications in this old world wouldn't even be necessary a lot of times.
That's right.
If we had that faith of burning down in our hearts, I believe it could heal these bodies. Hallelujah to the Lord.
Bless him, Lord.
And you say this morning, I refuse to let my circumstances get me down. No man taketh my hope from me. I've come this far and I refuse to let go of my hope. It is the anchor of my soul. My hope is a holding me steadfast and secure in God's way. It's Christ in me, the hope of glory. It is a blessed hope because of a blessed future. And this hope maketh not ashamed because the love of God is shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Ghost. Oh, world, don't look down on us Christians as failures. We are equipped, we are clothed, we are endowed, and we are filled with hope of heaven. We are not defeated. We are not losers. We are winners. When everything seems to fail, there stands Jesus, the hope of life. Hallelujah.
Oh,
my Lord, I've got hope this morning.
Thank you, Jesus.
I read another article in the Japanese prisoner of war camp. They had a bunch of American soldiers in there until they were liberated at the end of World War II. And they were malnourished, they was abused and everything. They was held prisoner and are beaten and everything. You know how they kept themselves alive?
Bless him.
They would talk to one another and even draw pictures on the side of the walls of that. And one prisoner, they said there was a lot of them that gave up, but the ones that had the victory, and even though they were frail and just withered away, what kept them was a hope. And they would draw pictures on the side of the wall of that prison. This is what kind of home I want when I get out of here. And another one said, well, so that looks pretty, but he come over here, he would get something to mark with. And he said, right here, he said, is the kind of home I want when I get out of here. And they would talk about, one would look at the other, you know what? He said, this is the type of job I'd like to have when I get out of here, when I get out of here. And one looked at the other and says, now this is the kind of wife I want. And this is the kind of family I want when I get out of this old prison. They looked into the future and hope let them draw something not just on the walls, but on the walls of their heart. When I get out of here, raise your hand. When I get out, when I get out, when I get out. This is the kind of home I want, the kind of house I want to live in. Would you stand with me as they come? I could go on. Listen, I've got several more pages. You don't want to hear it? You don't want to be here another half hour? Come on, come on. Let's pray. Let's gather into these altars this morning. You that are able to kneel on your knees, let's pray. Let's get a hold of God and say, Lord, let me be that little mouse with the beady eyes. Let me look and see, Lord, the victory all around me. Oh,
God. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Hope is faith's eyes. Faith will keep you in the hard times. Hope will keep you a clinging and a holding on. Can I tell us this morning, preachers, keep right on a preaching. Singers, keep right on a singing. Whoa, child of God, keep praying. And don't let up now. Or keep going. Keep going. That's my message this morning. Keep on going. It'll work out.
When it's all said and done, let's take God and then hope is all that's on. That hope and trust will make a lengthy journey for the world that's out of our mind. That's all we have in this world. And all of that hope is born in any life. It's a dream. It's a real world. And all this hope is in the hope we have in the life.
Thank you.